In the Sicha, Lekudi Sichas, Chelek Yud Aleph, Beshalach, the third Sicha in Beshalach, which is the Siyam of Masechta Erevin. So the Rebbe brings the Machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbonon in Masechta Erevin, Sof Perek Dalet, in Mishnah. It talks there about someone who walks out of the Tchum on Shabbos. So the Chachamim say, even if you go out one Amma, you can't come back into the Tchum, you have to stay where you are. And Reb Shimon says that even if you go 15 amos out, you could come back in, because the people who do the measurements, they leave a little extra. There's a little extra space, so maybe you can go back in. That's the machlekes of Reb Shimon and Chachomim. Again, Reb Shimon says that even if you go drop a couple of amos outside of the tchum, you're able to return back into the tchum. And this is mentioned again in the end of the Masechta, where Reb Shimon says a statement. Reb Shimon Eimer Mokim Sheitiru Lecha Chachomim Mishalchon Nasnu Lach Shele Yitiru Lecha L'Mishum Shavus. Over there, Reb Shimon makes mention to this din that he said many, many bletter earlier, and he says a klal, that they were matter you, the Chachomim, to go back into the Tchum, is Mishalchon Nasnu Lach, because really it was like he said, most likely it's within the Tchum, because the people who did the measurements left over. Leidach, another din over there, which Reb Shimon is machmir, he says, forget the heter I gave there is only back because Mishalach Nasnulach. But the Gabi, the other din about Kshira, the Niman and Mikdash that was Nifsak, there Reb Shimon is machmir, and he says, even though I was Makel over there, the Gabi Tchum Shabbos, that was because Mishalach Nasnulach, but I'm not matir in the other din about making a tie in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So, the Rebbe in the Sicha explains Bariches and beautifully what is the oimik of what Rav Shimon's Shita is Legabe Tchum Shabbos, and why therefore is he comparing it to another din and saying Tafke by Tchum Shabbos I was Matir and not by the other din. Like, what's the oimik advarim and what's the kesher between these two halachas? And the Nekudas Advarim, I'm not going through the Sicha now, but the Nekudas Advarim that the Rebbe says is that Rav Shimon's Shita is based on the word that kamus, that ribui hakamus is machriya, outweighs gedol ha'echus, when there's less kamus. That quantity, that greater quantity is able to outweigh something that's more greater quality, but less in quantity. And that the heter of Reb Shimon, legabi coming back into the Tzum Shabbos, is because of his shita, that kamus, that quantity, outweighs quality. And that is also the reason why in the other halacha, Reb Shimon, although he disagrees, and it sounds like there it's also quantity versus quality, he has to say that even though by Tchum Shabbos I said that quantity outweighs quality, but not in the other halacha. Again, what the other halacha is and what the Emek HaDvarim over there is not the teichim of this particular shir. What's negiah to us is this vart, this chidush that the Rebbe explains, that Reb Shimon's shita in Tchum Shabbos is negiah to kamos over echos. What's the pshat? Where's the kamos and the echos in this halacha of Tchum Shabbos? Says the Rebbe that he brings from the tour in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Simon Shin Sadikei Milcha Shabbos, that they say the bechlal, there's a mitzvah lachzer bein achar eruvi chatzeris bein achar shitufi meveis. There is a mitzvah for a person to be chazer, to see to it, to have eruv chatzeris shitufi meveis. Fevos. So it says in the Prisha over there that it's because it's letzeira chanaase kedei letayil lahavit zorchei achilase v'ze mitzvah k'meshekosu v'karasa l'shabes einig. In other words, there's a mitzvah v'karasa l'shabes einig that a person should have tainug on Shabbos, and therefore we have to see to it and do things and be in a place where we're able to bring things and do things and so on and so forth. Now, once we understand that there's this concept of einig Shabbos. So, of course, if a person gets stuck outside of Tchum Shabbos, over there you have no einig at all. And we'll see soon, he brings that a person who's stuck outside of Tchum Shabbos is not in a place where there's food or anything. Of course he has no einig. So therefore, there is a mitzvah, there is a reason to be matir for a person to come into Tchum Shabbos. On the other hand, there is Tchumen, which is an Isser. Tchum Shabbos is an Isser to go into Tchum Shabbos. So, therefore, what's really going on over here in Reb Shimon's mind is, on the one hand, there's an Isser of Tchum Shabbos. On the other hand, there's a Mitzvah of Einig Shabbos. So, this person walked out of the Tchum Shabbos. And the shaila, should he come back in? So, Michad Gisa, Tchumen is more chomer than Oynik. We'll see soon. We'll talk about it. Michad is the Isser Tchumen is a bigger problem. But on the other hand, the Isser Tchumen you only do once, because you walk back in and you're in. Mashenkin Oynik Shabbos, if you're going to stay stuck outside of the Tchum Shabbos for the rest of the hours of Shabbos, so every second or every minute, you're not doing Oynik Shabbos. So therefore, says the Rebbe, this is a Kamus versus Eichus. The Eichus is the qualitatively, the Isser of Tchumen is a bigger Isser. But on the other hand, the Einig Shabbos, which is perhaps lesser as far as the Chemer Hadavar, but nevertheless the Kamos is many, many minutes or hours, every moment of lack of Einig. And that's where Reb Shimon is matir to come back inside the Tchum, because he says that the Kamos, the fact that quantitatively you're going to be Aver on Einig Shabbos many times, outweighs the Isur of going in Tchum Shabbos, which is done in one shot. Now, of course, you'll ask, but Reb Shimon said that the reason you can go back in is because there is no Tchum Shabbos, because they don't do exact the Tchumen. But the Rebbe says that's not so. He says for sure there's an Isser, because maybe they didn't do the Tchum exactly, and for sure lechatchila you're not allowed to walk out of that Tchum. And the Rebbe brings that according to some shittas, if you went out bemezid, even Reb Shimon says you can't come back in. So of course there's a concept here of Tchum Shabbos. Elamai, there's a makam lahatir, of course. But of course there's an Isur of Tchum Shabbos, for sure lechatchila. And therefore that becomes the Yisei Dadovar of this Sicha, that the Vart of Reb Shimon versus the Chachamim is that Reb Shimon says that Kamus is Gever over Eichus, and bemeila you have to be matir this person to come back in, and be over this Safik Tchum Shabbos al Kulpanim, because of the Kamus Hazman, that you're not going to be able to make mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos. That's the Nekudas Hadvar. So it comes out that the Yisoid, the whole Yisoid of the Sicha really, is based on one understanding, and that is that mitzad the Eichus Hadvarim, the Tchumen is a bigger problem than the mitzvahs Oynik Shabbos. Because if you just compare, if you take Kamus out of the picture, and you take mitzvah, the quality of the Isser, so the Tchumen would outweigh. You would not be allowed to come back into the Tchum. And the whole Heter, why mitzvah Einig Shabbos, you can be Eiver the Tchumen, is because of the Ribi HaKamos. Davar Tishayla, why? Why is it so pashut that the Tchum Shabbos issue is definitely more chamur, and therefore mitzvah Atzmai should outweigh the union of Einig Shabbos? Einig Shabbos is also a mitzvah. So why is it that the Einig Shabbos, what's the hechrich of the Rebbe, that the Einig Shabbos is for sure lesser in Chashivos, and if it would be 1 minute of Einig Kilu, can I get one Tchum Shabbos, for sure Tchum Shabbos would win? So Einig Shabbos is really lesser, it's just mitzvah Ribui HaKamos. So on that premise is a whole discussion in a number of Ha'oris in the Sikha. And I want to try to give over some of the Nekudis that comes out from the Ha'aris. Again, it's not really the subject in the Pnim of the Sikha. The Pnim just says the facts, that this is the issue of Kamos versus Eichos. And then it goes into what the other din of Kshiras Nima is. And that's also Kamos versus Eichos. And nevertheless, over here, Reb Shimon is matern, they're not. And what's the reason? That's the Pnim of the Sikha, that's the Teichon of the Sikha. But in the Ha'aris, we have this whole discussion of what's Hakeh the Yisoid, that Oynik Shabbos is lesser than Tchum Shabbos in the Chumras, in the Chumras Hadover. So, let's start, I'll say from Ha'ara, well, first of all, we'll start from the Pnim itself. In the Pnim, the Rebbe says of Art, which is a very pasha to Inyan, why the Tchum Shabbos is more chamur, and that's because that Aveira, your Averim, Kum Vaseh, when it comes to Tchum Shabbos, you're actually going to do the act of walking, you know, going from Michutz L'Tchum L'Techa Tchum. So that's being Aver Kum Vaseh, Mashenk, and the head there, Einik Shabbos, you're stuck there. And because you're there, you're not going to be able to have Einik. So that's already Sheva Al Tasa. In general, the Klal Halacha is that a Kum Vaseh is more chomer than Sheva Al Tasa. So that's a Pasha Tevert, without even going into the mitzvahs, even if it's not the mitzvahs alone, even if they would be equal. But one is being done by Kum Vaseh, and one is being done by Sheva Al Tasa, so Kum Vaseh is more chomer. So that would be the most simple way to explain why the Tchumen is more chomer, because it's a veda that you'll be doing become vasi. But on the Oris, we'll start with Oris 19, of the Rebbe says, even if it wouldn't be kum vasi versus Sheva Al Tasa, still, he brings from the Alter Rebbe a klal. This is an Alter Rebbe in Simen Shin Aleph in the Kuntresach, in the second Kuntresach of Simen Shin Aleph and Shulchan Aruch. So over there, there's a halacha that you're, there it talks about the Indian of Tav Enig on Shabbos, and it says there, in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch say, that on Shabbos you could even be mistakil, you could look at certain things which give you Enig. And the Alter Rebbe is wondering, the Kuntresach, what does that mean? Like, why would you not be allowed to look at those things? It says on Shabbos, you could look at the things in order to give you a nick. What kind of things are we talking about? So the Alter Rebbe first brings a taz and he asks on it. Then he brings a Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says that we're talking about looking at certain types of diuknois, certain types of forms. That normally it's Aser Liris diuknois, but on Shabbos, because it's an Einik, so you could look at it. And the Alter Rebbe says Sarachim. He doesn't, like, what's the pshat in this Magen Avraham? If we're talking about that it's a diyekim, it's a form that's also to look at during the week. So why would, like, Mizad Avid Zoru in Yonim, so why would it be mutar on Shabbos? He says, that's Davar HaPoshut. That for sure you wouldn't be allowed to do it on Shabbos. In Zema Anneg Eliminites, doesn't make any sense. Okay. Then he says, what about if we're talking about looking at the writing under this picture, under this form, under the statue, whatever it is, which in writing, there's an Isser on Shabbos to read Shtori Yed Yoytis. It says, you're not allowed to read Shtori Yed Yoytis, so the writing under these Diyuknois, you wouldn't be allowed to read. So maybe that's what the Magen Avraham means, says the Alter Rebbe, that you're allowed to look at these story, these writings under the Diyuknois, because of any Shabbos. Says the Alter Rebbe, for sure that's wrong. He says, because ein mitzat einig Shabbos, it'd be mutter to do an iser the rabbanon. He says, of course not. He says, from the same pasuk of Memseich Hefzecha, you also learn you can't do mekecha memcha on Shabbos. So when you say because of einig you're allowed to do mekecha memcha, chas v'sholim yishtaka hadover. And then the Alter Rebbe says the yisoid shalehi tiru mishum einig ala dvarim sheisturam hu mushum derechel. The only things that the rabbanon were matir, that the Torah was matir in Shabbos, is things that the Holy Spirit is because it's uvdin dechol. Kigoyin shalehi diburcha, like your dibur of Shabbos shouldn't be like the dibur achel. Vihiluchach b'Shabbos kebechel. That's mutter. Farvos, dikish misanik bohem, yeshkan inyin einig Shabbos, v'li derachel. Being that I'm using it for a timing of Shabbos, so it's not uvdin dechol. It's a inyin of einig Shabbos. Aval shar kolo yisurim ha-yetzim yiposuk zeh. In Toshiv Chulu, Afilu Agzeiris Shagazru Chachomim Bishvilom This Yog Pshita Deleidachinan Lehu Mishum Mitzvahs Einig Shehi Mitzvah Haba Bavir. So Alter Rebbe says a Yisoid, Einig Shabbos is not matter any Isurim, any Isur, if any Isur at all, it'll be a Mitzvah Haba Bavir. Einig Shabbos, the only thing you can be matter, says Alter Rebbe, is something that the problem is Uvdin Dechol. So if I'm doing it, I'll say Einig Shabbos. It's not Uvdin Dechol. It's Einig Shabbos. But if there's any level of Isur, like the Isurim from the Pasuk of Mimsechavsech of Dabredover, he says, Zadover HaPoshut, that Einig Shabbos is not matter this Isur. That's Alter Rebbe's Yisoid. Aye, what does it mean when the Torah says that you could look at something for Shabbos? The Alter Rebbe says that means running is a problem of lack of Einig, because it's Uvdin Dechol. If you're running to see something that you're misanig, that's okay. And that's like the Pirush of the Bach. That's what Alter Rebbe accepts. But not the Magen Avraham. I'll call upon him. What do we see from the Kundas Achrin? And Alter Rebbe told us that you say the Einig Shabbos. And that is that Einig Shabbos is not meant at all to be matir, any type of Isur. Because then it says, Mitzvah Baba Avera, you're supposed to have Einig on Shabbos with what's mutter, with what's available. But it doesn't have the keach to be matir, any Isur. So Mele Nachzul in Yonenu, when we talk about Reb Shimon's Shita of Einig Shabbos versus Tchumen, Tchumen is an Isur. Even Tchumen the Rabbanon, but it's an Isur. And for sure, the Alter Rebbe told us the Yisoid, that Mitzad Atzmai, Einig Shabbos doesn't have the keach to be matir and Isur. So for sure, Tchumen, which is the Isur, is more chomer than Einig Shabbos, which is why we have to come back to the Yisoid, that is Davke the Ribi HaKamus of Einig Shabbos. Oh, that's something else. But Mitzad Atzmai, Einig Shabbos is not matir Isur Tchumen. Rebbe is Mamshech and says, even late the Magen Avraham, because we saw the Alter Rebbe is Mechulek on the Magen Avraham. The Alter Rebbe asks, says different than the Magen Avraham. But even late the Magen Avraham, who did say that vort, that perhaps misad einig Shabbos, you could read those words under the forms, which is also misad shtari hedyetus, says the Rebbe. But even the Magen Avraham, he for sure he wouldn't say it for any isur that einig Shabbos is matir. Elamai isurim that come from that pasuk of memsei chavsuch of a daber dover. That's how the Magen Avraham was matir. And the Rebbe said gedungin. The Rebbe said no, because mekech memcha is also from that pasuk. So the Rebbe is arguing about that pasuk, but for sure even the Magen Avraham wouldn't be matter further to say other isurim. So b'meila legabe arinin, which is tchumin, like the Magen Avraham, it's the same thing that einik Shabbos mitzad atzmei is less and wouldn't have the keach to be gaver over the isur tchumin, even ledas Magen Avraham, because tchumin is not from that pasuk of mimsei chefsecha. The Rebbe brings weiter in the Ha'ora that b'emes there is a certain makir. The makir brings from the Eitzer Ha'geinim, from the Tshuvas, that he says by there you find a word that Einik Shabbos could help even to be matir what's really a Shavus Gomer. And that is, he talks there about a person who is traveling in the way, and it comes Shabbos, and he's misyari benafshe min listim. He's in danger, so he has to travel, come into the city. So the Eitzer Ha'geinim says, if you're with an animal, better go on the animal, ride the animal, than walk. Because walking is heder inig Shabbos. Says Rebbe, riding an animal, that's a shvus gomor. That's not from mimsei chefsecha. Is Valteski vizen for that reiser agayinim a mokir that maybe inig Shabbos taka is yes could be matir or shvus gomor. Not like the Rebbe saying in the sicha that inig Shabbos is definitely less than tchumen. Says the Rebbe, nu ken zayin, but we don't pass him like that Eitzer Ha'geinim. Zayin in Shulchan Aruch is klar, it's not even brought on as a svara, that if you're stuck outside the tchum, you walk, you don't ride the animal. So first of all, Allah is not like the Eitzer Ha'geinim. Even in the Eitzer Ha'geinim, Zok the Rebbe ken zayin, that he's saying this chidush, that misad enik Shabbos is better to ride the animal than walk. Maybe that's because we're talking a massive of pikuach nefesh. And maybe he holds like this shittir about pikuach nefesh, so the whole malacha of Shabbos was hutra in ganzen. So since it's Hutra, so there's no Yisr B'chlal. If there's no Yisr B'chlal, you may as well do it in a way that you have Einik Shabbos also. But not that Einik Shabbos is Deiche the Yisr. We're in a Matziv of Hutra. So Mele Zizhokin Yisr, so Mele Zayzach Shem Yisanik. Perhaps that's the Pshat in the Shuvas Hageinim, the Eitzer Hageinim, Be'efen that he's also not Mechulik on this Yisrael. I'll call upon him, what does it come out from all of these, from this whole, and all of this Bemis is the Teichen of Ara 19. Comes out one nekuda that the Rebbe is bringing out and telling us that misad atzmei, the din of enig Shabbos would not be gaver over another isru and binyanin the isru of tchumen if not for the maila of ribui hakamus. And the Rebbe told us that in a few steps. First of all, the Rebbe says it klar, the Rebbe is mechulik in the Magen Avraham, and he says that enig Shabbos is not mevatel any isru whatsoever. Bechlal, any isru will be an inyan of mitzvah b'avera. So like the Alter Rebbe is Pashut, and even like the Magen Avraham that says different, says the Rebbe, but that's only the Gabi Mimsei Chefzichot Zachen, not Stam Shvusim. So the Magen Avraham would also be masking. There's the Eitzer Ha'geinim. So first of all, we don't paskin like him, and secondly, even like him, Lav Dafke, does he hold that in a regular case? Rather, that was only by a case of Bepikuach Nefesh and a Hutra, as was explained earlier in the Shuli Agilian on Ha'ore 15. The Rebbe's Meisif, an interesting word, which is L'chura, we do find one place where the Alter Rebbe himself paskind, he was matir on Isur, because of Einik Shabbos, L'chura Hepech, what we learned over here, and that is, L'gabi the din, that a person is not in Simen Reish Memtes, and that is that a person is not supposed to go more than 3 parsois Erev Shabbos. And yet, because inside the Shabbos, you have to come to the place, the Eid HaYom Gadol, to prepare for Shabbos. So, Mela, you're not supposed to go more than 3 parsois Erev Shabbos. But what if you're in a place where there's nothing there? So then you're allowed to walk, because it's better to walk many parsois, because you're going to be stuck in a place without any Einik Shabbos. Nu, zet me dorten l'cheira, nay, that inside Einik Shabbos, Rabbanan were matir and Isur the Rabbanan, of going more than 3 parsois Erev Shabbos. Says the Rebbe, the answer is Pashut. Over there, the whole reason for the Isser of walking 3 parsois is because of Einik Shabbos. The idea is, so you should be by your destination, Beit Hayim Gadol, to be able to prepare for Shabbos, have Einik Shabbos. So of course, if you're going to be stuck somewhere outside of a tchum, and you're not going to have any Einik, of course, we're matir, the Isser that Kol Kule is to give you Einik Shabbos, in order that you shouldn't have much less Einik Shabbos. So that would be the exception where you're talking matir on Isser for Einik Shabbos when the Isser itself is mitzad Einik Shabbos. But in a situation where the Isser is not mitzad Einik Shabbos, so the Alter Rebbe told us the Yisoid that Einik Shabbos is not matir any more Isurim at all. That is all legabe this inyan, this Muzber Beikir in Ora 19, but there might be a little bit also Ora 15 about the inyan of Einig Shabbos. Alderach said we also covered Ora 18 was covered Derech Agav as well. Then comes later Ora 22, which is a hemshech to this inyan. There, the Rebbe says that this whole inyan of Kamos versus Eichus is only shayich by two mitzvahs or aveiros that are equal. The rabbonos or the raises, but now if one is the raises, one is the rabbonos, then it's two different leagues, two different gedorim. Says the Rebbe, this discussion about Einik Shabbos bechal is me'erir another shayla, which is, Einik Shabbos could go be the raises. Right away in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Mem Beis, the first sif mamash, the Rebbe brings two shittas. The first shitta is that you know, Shnei Dvarim Nisparshu B'Shabbos Le'ar Nevi'im Kovid Ve'Enig Shenem Ve'Koras Lo Shabbos Enig Lekdei Shesha Mechubad Ve'ikram Na Teira. That's the first shit. And then Ve'yashem Rim, no, that Mikra Kedush U'Lekachi Yibisra Asiyas Malacha Havel Kovid B'Shabbos Ve'yom Te Ve'enig B'Shabbos in Divrei Sefer. Al-Kaponim it's a machlekes in the first sif of Hilcha Shabbos if Enig Shabbos is a Diraisa or Drabbonim. Now, according to the Tzad that Enig Shabbos is a Diraisa, so what's Bechlal, the Shaila here about Tchumen versus Einig Shabbos? Einig Shabbos is a Deiraisa. So of course Einig Shabbos is going to be Gever over Tchumen. What do I have to have the whole Maisa of Kamos? The whole part of the Sikha again is that the Ribui HaKamos of Einig Shabbos is Deiche, the Eichos of Tchumen. But if late the Shita of Einig Shabbos is Deiraisa, what's the Afrik Ribui Kamos? Einig Shabbos is Deiraisa, like Grasse for Kovit Shabbos. Says the Rebbe, but no. Because this, that it even like the sheath that in Shabbos is deraisa, which inyan in any Shabbos deraisa, that's after the inyan of achila ushtiyah. That would be the inyan, like it says there in that sif and sif aleph, ul onge be'enig achila ushtiyah. That's where it would be. In other words, even if any Shabbos is yet deraisa, it's achila ushtiyah, not any inyan of enig. The Rebbe's Messiah also later in Reish Peches, the Gabi, a person who's Misana, Tainis Cholom on Shabbos. So it says he has to be Misana another Tainis because he's Mevatel Iker Einig Shabbos, which is Achilu Vashtir. Now, this din of Amisha Ichshi Chutz L'Tchum, the Rebbe Shimon says he can come back to Tchum, is for sure, even if he has food with him. It doesn't say the person Dafke has no food with him. There's no such Tanai that it's only if he has no food. Elamites, even if he does have food. So if he does have food, he's not being, there's no din enig Shabbos midday raisa. Elamai, we're talking about stam enig Shabbos, for sure not the day raisa, the enig Shabbos. So melo, we need the beer of the sich of kamos and echos. The only reason enig Shabbos would be gever over tchumen is because of the ribi akamos. It's not chamol. The Rebbe is saying, enoch anami, sudo ashita enig Shabbos is day raisa. But even like that shita, it's only the achila v'shtia of enig Shabbos. And b'meila, and this mission has to make sense. Say if you have food, say if you don't have food. So even if enig Shabbos only drabbonim, that must be misad ribi akamos. The b'meila zok the Rebbe ebazei back to that kuntas acher and simin shin aleph, where the Alter Rebbe said the yisoid when he was arguing with the Magen Avraham that enig Shabbos is not mevatel or deicha any yisur, even in yisur drabbonim, even in yisur shvus, it can't be deicha any yisur. Fratzik the shaila, but what about the shita enig Shabbos is deiraisa? There is a sheet in Shabbos is deraisa. So if it's a deraisa, why does Alter Rebbe say with a pashtus over there that any Shabbos is not mevatel any yisur the rabbonon bechlal any shvus the rabbonon for vasep is nicht ebi any Shabbos is a deraisa? Zot Rebbe lucheir darf mezun that kun asachin is taka also talking about in a case where you have what to eat, basic food you have. Elamai, we're talking about the additional inyanim of Einig Shabbos. Okay, additional Einig Shabbos is not a deraisa, and it's not a chiyuv b'chlal b'efen to be mevatel another isur. It's a mitzvah to have Einig Shabbos, but it's not mevatel another isur. So, the Rebbe, but what if you'll tell me that no, that when the Rebbe says in the Shin Aleph that Einig Shabbos is not mevatel any isur b'chlal? Maybe, what if you can say that the Rebbe is saying even if you don't have food, even l'gabe achilu v'shti? So how are you going to understand that? L'man d'om, inik Shabbos is deiraisa, and the man doesn't have achila v'shtiyah, so how could it be that it's not mevatel other isurim d'rabbon? Zakti Rebbe, the only way to understand it is according to the Ran. That Samach Tzadik brings in the Tshuvas Neir HaChaim, Sim Lamed Vav, the whole Tshuva there about Achila, Pachos, Mekishir, and Yom Kippur. And the Rebbe brings there a Ran, that the Ran says, Shehemidu Chachomim Divreim B'Sheva Al Tase, that the Chachomim, any Yisra Drabbonon, they said, they remind me Divreim, even B'Mokim Deraisa, as long as the Sheva Al Tase, even if it's a Drabbonon, it's not a Shvus, and a Lisa say, and a say. It's a Chidush of the Ran. No, so late Yener Ran, that the Samach Tzadik brings in the Tshuvas over there in Sim Lamed Vav, that the Ran says that always the Chacham remind me divreim. So you would say over here also that even l'man d'omar d'inik Shabbos is d'iraisa. From deswegen the Chacham said you can't be ever any yisur, even the Rabbanu, even for einik Shabbos d'iraisa, even when you don't have a chila v'shtiyah, because a midu divreim. Says the Rebbe, but over there the Tzemach said the goof is mistapik in the Ran and says maybe ain't varum buchrochen. It's machlekes harishenim. Says the Rebbe, inachanami. The later Rishonim that the Chachamim are not ma'amid divreim b'mokim deraisa, then you'll have to say then when the Alter Rebbe says over there in Shin Aleph with a pashtus that Einik Shabbos is not mevatel any shvus, the Alter Rebbe is talking about Einik Shabbos midrabbonon, either l'man d'omer Einik Shabbos b'chal midrabbonon, or even l'man d'omer Einik Shabbos midraisa, it's talking about that he has achila v'shtiyah. So mele for sure is Einik Shabbos midrabbonon. Hakalponim, that's the nekuda from that order later, Ha'ara 22 with the Shulei Agilians over there. But the nekuda sadvarim, just to be masakim over here, the nekuda sadvarim is that the Rebbe is being machriach the vort in the pnim. The pnim of the sikhi is that einik Shabbos mitzad atzmei is for sure not deche iser tchumen. Elamai, you need even though it's tchumen rabbanon verstanding, but it's not deche iser tchumen. Elamai, you need the ribei akamus. Of that your bitul ha'enik b'ribei akamus is machria the gedel isur tchumen which is b'miyut akamus. That's the nekuda. And I've them gained the Allah oris from the Allah shulei agilians to be masbir and mevar machriach this word that misad atzmei enik Shabbos is not mevatel any yisurim. And the yisei tak is the Alter Rebbe's kuntes achrim in siman shin aleph, where the Alter Rebbe says that as a fact that enik Shabbos is not mevatel any type of yisurim, even the rabbonon. And then the Rebbe explains how it even fits according to the Magen Avram, who's Mechulik over there in the Alter Rebbe. And later he said, Agenim, the Rebbe goes into Mahalchim. And then the discussion was, what about if Einik Shabbos is Midiraisa? So we have the Rebbe's Chiddush. Even the Diraisa of Einik Shabbos is only when you're missing Achila V'shtiyah. This din is even when you do have Achila V'shtiyah. And the Vaila, the Rebbe goes off into a side Shaila. What about Leman de Omer in Shabbos is Yemidei Raisa? In a case where you don't have Achila V'shtiyah, then would it be Deiched Rabbonon? That the Rebbe will say would be Tolui in a Ran, or not, or if you're passing like the Ran or not like the Ran, in Legabi Hemidu Chachom in Divrei Mimokim de Raisa. But again, that's not Negea Linyo Neinu, because the Din of Reb Shimon is even when you don't have Achila V'shtiyah, so therefore, I'm sorry, even when you do have Achila V'shtiyah, so the Einik Shabbos is definitely Midei Rabbonon. And there, L'chol HaDeis, the way that the Rebbe is explaining to us, Einik Shabbos Misad Atzmei would not be Gever on the Yisrat Chumen if not for the Maila of the Gedel HaKamus, which is Machriya the Miyato Eichus.